Yeah, all right, Craig. I had a similar problem with my Yaesu FT5100 2m70cm rig that I bought back in 92. The mic on that had a capacitor that went bad, causing the audio to go really low. I mean, you could still key up and you get a good signal out there, but your audio was really low. I tried to fix it when I didn't have any soldering skills and pretty much destroyed it and just threw it out. So I'll just buy a new mic. But you know what? You cannot buy a new mic for this rig with the buttons on it, you know, to do everything you want to do, because you can only scan with the mic. So I ended up buying a little CB mic. It's got a little sticker on it that says Superstar. It was originally a 4-pin mic, but the eBay seller wired it up for my Yaesu, and it sounds really good. But, you know, I like to be able to use the controls on the mic that you're supposed to use. And I've been looking for a mic for this for years, and I bought a couple, tried to wire them up myself, and was unsuccessful. So, great deal on that. What kind of rig is that, Craig, with the HF 2m70cm? I want to write that down. Back to you.
Yeah, it's a FT100D, FT100 Delta, and it's an all-mode radio. It's a little portable. It's for your car. It's for your car, but it's really nice. It's my 2m70cm radio right now, because I'm using a Zygu. I'm using all Zygu stuff for my HF right now. I use a Zygu X6200 into BLA 350 RM Italy amp. And so I hit it with 8 watts, and I get about 200 watts out. Over.
Yeah, I heard about those rigs. That's pretty decent there. And those, well, I can't pronounce that radio you mentioned. I've seen them around, and they look pretty good. Yeah, my first HF rig was a Yaesu 857D, and I love that thing. It works great, and, of course, real portable. You could take it in the car, which I never did. But a lightning bolt took that thing out 2 years ago. It wasn't even hooked up to the antenna. The coax was just laying on a table in the backyard, and we had a lightning strike. And I swear it came down right in our backyard. Took out my radio and a whole bunch of other stuff in the house. But I love that rig, man. I imagine that the 0100 is similar to it. It sounds like it the way you describe it. One of these days, I'm going to see if I can fix that rig. I sent it off to Yaesu, and they said it would cost too much, you know. But I'm going to take it apart and have a look-see. I'm getting pretty good with soldering surface mount components. Anyway, Craig, back to you from N8XWT.
Well, good luck with that. It could be anything with a lightning strike like that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you got your work cut out for you there. I suppose it's the front end somewhere, but you know, you never know with a lightning strike like that. Yeah, that's a good little radio. My first rig, first ham radio, or HF rig, I should say, was a TS-520, not an S, just the 520, the old TS-520. So that'll let you know how old I am. back to you.